The following is a paid program on CFUN. Commentary is not necessarily that of this station.
This is Unlocking Secrets for Women on CFUN, 1410 AM.
Welcome to Unlocking Secrets for Women. I'm your host, Candace Newton, the show that educates, inspires, and assists women with issues that they could face every day. Unlocking Secrets for Women is all about offering help and advice and life experience lessons. It's all about sharing these life experiences that assist women in finding the best solutions to daily challenges. I am thrilled to have with me on Unlocking Secrets for Women, Judy Tayabji-Wilson. Judy's list of talents and passions is extensive, from politics, business, writing, communications, to being unique in that at the age of 26, she was the youngest MLA ever elected and the first BC MLA to give birth while holding office. The list goes on, and she's here to talk with us about her triumphs, passions, and who she is today. Welcome, Judy, to Unlocking Secrets for Women.
Well, thanks so much, Candace. I'm happy to be joining you.
Great. In the essence of time, and because there's so much that we would like to talk about, I'm going to get right into the questions, Judy. Your life, from what we know about, is quite remarkable, and I am personally impressed with you being so passionate about politics at such a young age. Judy, why did you decide to go into politics?
Well, you know, it's really funny, Candace, because whenever I hear people describe my life, I always think, wow, I must have been planning it, you know, from a young age. And it looks like it makes so much sense. You know, it's like they always say hindsight is 20/20. Mm-hmm. But I didn't plan to go into politics.
Oh.
Yeah, it was just one of those things. I thought I was going to be a teacher or, you know, do something. I wasn't, you know, maybe be a psychiatrist or, you know, how you get out of high school and you're not quite sure, so mm-hmm. you take some of those soft sciences. And I took an elective that was philosophy, and it was just, you know, one of those first-year university transfer, I don't know what I'm doing courses, mm-hmm. and the prof was so engaging and so bright that I took, the following semester, I took the other course he offered, which was political science, and I just found that it was really interesting. So I looked up in the calendar at the university and found that it was very easy to get a political science degree. So that's what I did. And, you know, lo and behold, if people didn't think that meant I knew something about politics. So, when I was, I guess, 22, I was recruited to be involved in organizing for a by-election campaign. And I'll back up a little bit. I had a friend, of course, because I was going to political science classes, I had a friend who was engaged in politics. She said, oh, you've got to come to this liberal meeting. And I didn't know what it meant, you know. But I didn't have anything else to do that day, so I went with her, and it was, the people were nice, and it was kind of interesting, and it felt like something that I wanted to be involved in. And next thing you knew it, I was, you know, organizing fundraisers and bake sales. And these were the days when the Liberals were really in the wilderness in BC.
I see. Yeah, I do remember those days.
Yeah. And sometimes you say, oh, for the good old days, but...
Yeah. Yes and no.
Yeah, yes and no.
So. Yeah.
Anyway.
Oh, wow. And Judy, do you remember thinking that, do you ever remember, once you got involved in that, do you ever remember thinking, there could be a future for me here? Did that ever cross your mind?
No, not really, because I was so young that I didn't think anyone would take me seriously in politics. And I think it was only because the party was so much in the wilderness that there was even an opportunity.
Mm.
You know, nobody would have recruited a 23-year-old single mom ethnic woman to be a candidate if there were other candidates who had money and profile and experience, right?
Exactly.
So anyway, that's how it started. When my son was, I guess, 2 or 3 weeks old, I got the nomination to run in a by-election that nobody else wanted. I mean, it was Gordon Wilson had just become leader of the provincial Liberals. This was back in 1988.
Mm.
And he said, look, I really need a candidate. And the only person who was going to run for the nomination was this, you know, very nice old lady. She was a granny. She was in her 70s, and she was the head of the pro-life movement. And her campaign was, you know, I have 18 grandchildren, stop abortion, right? So he said, you know, I've just taken over as leader. I can't have a candidate like this. Nobody will take me seriously. So I felt sorry for him, so I said yes. You know, and that's how I started. I mean, it, you know, I didn't win. I did have fun, though, and I learned so much. And my son, you know, I think enjoyed all the stimulation because we would, you know, obviously he was baby, so we'd go campaigning. We'd go door to door and, you know.
Meet the people.
Yeah, meet people. And, I mean, you know, I was a single mom anyway, and so I knew a lot of the issues that people were talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so that's how it started.
That's awesome. And, you know, but really to have, to be 23 and to have that presence of mind to know to do that, you know, that, that makes you a little bit of a unique person.
Maybe a little dumber than most. You know, most people would say, are you crazy? You know, I'm going partying tonight. But you know, there I was with a baby just thinking, yeah, okay, let's go save the world. That sounds like a plan.
And, so, you know, yeah, really, and to have the presence of mind to know to do that. And honestly, when you think about, I'm so grateful that we don't know the future, because yeah. I think that it would scare me. Had I have known some of the things I was going through, it would have made me hesitate. And I'm really glad that you didn't know the future, because maybe you would have run away.
Oh, there's no question. If I had known the price that I would pay for my political commitment, then I would have chosen a different path. Mm-hmm. You know, I was elected at 26. Mm. And, you know, it was so exciting the day that I was elected. It felt like, you know, if you ever have this feeling, like Christmas morning.
Yeah.
And the tree has all these wonderful presents under it that are still full of wrapping paper. And it's like magic, because anything can happen.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, anything did happen. It just, some of those presents contained like bombs. You know, like unwrapped kaboom, right?
Yeah, no kidding. It's the price, I guess, for leadership. It's tough. The price of leadership can be very tough. Yeah, it is. Judy, do you feel, just briefly, do you feel like a role model for women today?
I have a lot of women tell me that, and that makes it feel to me like perhaps it was worthwhile. There are very young women, of course, don't know very much about what I've done, but if, you know, when I was elected at 26, the other 74 MLAs were primarily men in their, you know, older than 50.
Brave woman.
Yeah, and there were a couple of women who were under 50, but most of the, even the few women who were there were primarily, you know, 60-ish.
Mm-hmm.
So I was a real anomaly. But the next election, there were quite a few young women elected, and many of them said to me, you know, I saw you on the news a lot, and I realized that I could run.
Wow.
And today, you know, now we have the deputy premier can give birth, and everybody's like, oh, great, she had a baby. Whereas, you know, when I had a baby, it was like, resign, you can't be a mom and have a baby and be an MLA, you know. It's like,
yeah, what a strange concept.
Yeah, and now, you know, I think there's been three female MLAs, like Jenny Kwan, Linda Reed, and Christy Clark have all had babies, and nobody makes a big deal about it at all.
Well, and so they should never have. However, the thinking was not that progressive. We were still a little bit of dark ages in our mind, I think, back then.
It had never been done, I guess. So when I did it, everybody was running to find out why I shouldn't have, you know, as opposed to saying, how can we make this work?
Mm-hmm.
But I am glad that having done it, it makes it easier for other people.
Oh, and you know, and the thing is that you really probably didn't realize that you were setting a precedent at the time that you were. And you were, you know, very futuristic in the role that you were playing way back when. Because nowadays, this is just part and parcel. It's part of the package that goes along with life, that we accept the whole person. And it's really, really not gender related. It's now more, you know, intelligence and what you have to offer as an individual, which is how we really should be measured on our merit in the first place.
It's true, because you won't get a completely sort of holistic society unless everybody feels comfortable at the table. And I think I probably did feel, I think I did have an awareness that I was setting a precedent, because all I remember thinking is, I can't blow this. Like, everybody, all the women who come after me are counting on me to not blow this.
What a huge responsibility you must have carried.
It was really hard. Like, I used cloth diapers for Tanita.
Me too.
What's that?
Me too, back then.
No, I mean, at the legislature.
Oh, wow, good.
So, you know, I went to the speaker, and, I'd been using them all along, and I didn't want to switch to disposables because I was the environment critic. And I thought, well, you know, I mean, I've been using them all along. They're not that hard. But imagine this, you know, you go to the speaker and you say, could you put a separate container in the woman's bathroom, because I'm going to change the baby's diaper in there and I need to put her, you know, cloth diapers in that container. And then at the end of the week, I would bundle up this, you know, yuck, and take it home and just, you know, disinfect them and whatever. And it was just this very difficult logistic thing. Like, who has to plan for a separate suitcase for all the dirty nappies, you know?
Oh, that is unbelievable. I want to talk more about that. But coming up after the break, we're going to continue our candid conversation with Judy Tadji Wilson. We're going to find out more about those diapers in the legislature. And that's Unlocking Secrets for Women here on CFUN, 1410 AM.
You're listening to Unlocking Secrets for Women on CFUN 1410 AM.